Johnny Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
Mr. Blaylock, doesn't this bus go any faster?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's a bus, Greedy. What's the hurry, anyway?
We're 10 minutes later than normal.
What? You got a big date?
I'm expecting something in the mail, and I've got to get it before someone else does.
Funny. I thought report cards didn't come out till next month. Coming in for a landing, and, well, look at that. We're here.
Sweet. Could you open the door?
Wait. Gotta come to a complete stop first.
We're stopped. Door.
Yep, gotta make sure it's clear both ways.
It's clear. Door.
Gotta make sure to put out the stop sign.
It's out. Door.
Gotta wait for Grady to say please before opening the door.
Mr. Blaylock.
Grady.
Please.
And Houston, we have liftoff.
Thanks. See you tomorrow. Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hey, Max. Here's your mail. You know, you don't have to run so fast to meet me. I'll just put it right in that box over there that says Hampton.
Thanks. How'd you rip your pants?
Oh, well, you know, just living by the mailman motto.
The one about rain, sleet, and snow?
No, the other one. Another day, another dog bite. Ouch! The Frasier's got a new Doberman with an appetite for postmen.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Seth.
The Spring Festival is this Friday at church. You guys should come. Here's a flyer.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
See you later.
Here, you need something to wipe your nose?
Wow, I guess you don't like the Spring Festival, huh?
Something like that. I gotta go.
So, are you in the Boy Scouts now?
Huh?
Yeah, you're wearing a Boy Scouts uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Max, I used to be in the Boy Scouts too. Some of my best memories are from being a Boy Scout and doing all those fun ing things.
Ing things?
Yeah, you know, boating, camping, rafting, hiking, falling, hurting, bleeding, yelling for help. It was the most fun I've ever had.
Sweet. Hey, I gotta run. See ya.
Okay, bye. Oh, wow, I didn't even get a chance to tell him about the plummeting. Oh, great. Grape juice is on sale. I better get some. Oh, hi, Mrs. Hampton.
Wooten, hello. You're doing some shopping?
Oh, yeah, I love grocery shopping. Hey, did you see that grape juice is on sale? It's supposed to improve your memory.
Yeah, you know, I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, well, see, if you drank your grape juice, you'd remember exactly where. Hey, I got to talk to Max today. He's a great kid.
Max? No, that's impossible.
No, it isn't. He really is nice. You're his mom. You should know that.
Well, I do know that.
Okay.
What I mean is it's impossible for you to have seen Max today because he's at his grandparents' house.
Well, then who did I see in your driveway?
I don't know, but it wasn't Max. Maybe you're confused.
Well, yeah, I think one of us is. Quick, what color eyes and hair does Max have?
They're both brown.
Nope, blonde hair with green eyes. That settles it. You're the problem. You really need some of this grape juice.
Wooten, I think I would know what my own son looks like.
Yeah, I would have thought you would, too. It's kind of sad when you think about it.
Oh, good grief. Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, here. This is a picture of Max. Now, is this the boy you saw?
No. The boy I saw was a lot shorter. And he wasn't standing in front of a beach and a palm tree. Somebody's an imposter.
You think someone's pretending to be Max Hampton?
That's right, Connie.
Why?
I don't know.
How long have you been meeting with this kid?
Well, about a month. He's always at Max's house, and I've been giving him the Hamptons mail.
You think he's stealing it?
Oh, I hope not. Stealing mail is a federal offense.
And he meets you there every day?
Nope. Just some days.
That's really weird.
Oh, yeah, and get this. Max isn't the only one this guy's impersonating. Last time I saw him, he had on a Boy Scout uniform. So I went to the guy at my church who leads the Boy Scouts, and he showed me pictures of all the troops he's had in the last 5 years.
And the kid wasn't in any of them?
Nope.
So he's pretending to be a Boy Scout?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure that's a federal offense, too.
Well, if he's never been a scout, where did he get the uniform?
I know. They don't sell them at regular stores.
Right, but, you know, this may be a long shot, but why don't you try the thrift store?
You think he could be impersonating a thrift store employee, too?
No, that's just where people donate their old clothes, Wooten. Maybe he bought a Boy Scout uniform there.
Yeah, I could ask if they know him.
Sure.
Quite the puzzle, Connie. And a Basset never backs down from a difficult challenge. Unless it conflicts with some kind of all-you-can-eat buffet. Goodbye, Connie. I've got a mystery to solve.
Bye, Wooten.
Okay, the suspect is, well, about this tall, dirty blonde hair. Kneecaps look like turtle shells. Oh, and he had a Boy Scout uniform on. I thought he may have gotten it here since you guys sell used clothes.
Yes, yes. Well, we had a load of those shirts come in last week.
So, have you seen him?
I remember selling one.
Uh-huh.
Wait, does the boy wear a White Sox hat?
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes, yes. He comes in here with his mom and his sister. Now, they seem like a nice family. Uh-huh. The mom bought his birthday presents here a few months ago. Hmm. Used toys, clothes, you know, that sort of thing.
Wow, sounds like a repeat of my life. I got used toys for my birthday, too, and they were used by my brother. So what's this boy's name?
I have no idea. But I do know that he likes mystery and adventure books. His mom buys those for a nickel apiece.
Okay, and where do they live?
I have no idea.
Huh?
But I do know that the mom drives an old Ford. It's blue and has a big dent on the passenger door. You know, she wants to get a car that gets better gas mileage.
Okay, well, where does he go to school?
I have no idea.
Really?
But he does get presents from his aunt every month. You know, his aunt lives in Duluth and she has dyslexia.
Okay, well, what's their last name?
I have no idea.
Should have seen that coming.
But the boy's sister is very good in English. She writes poetry, you know, mostly about animals.
Okay, Miss Drummond. Well, thanks for all the detailed yet strangely sketchy information.
No problem. Oh, and if you find them, tell them I'll make a German chocolate cake and bring it over.
Ooh.
You know, it's the mom's favorite. Reminds her of her childhood when she lived in northeastern Wisconsin.
Well, I'll be sure and tell them.
Thank you, dear.
You know, I kind of feel sorry for him, Connie. I mean, he sounds a lot like me. I didn't get much when I was a kid either.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him too. But somebody still needs to say something to him if he's stealing mail.
I know. I guess I'll have to talk to him on Tuesday.
You're going
to
meet on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's when I see him.
Always on Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Huh?
I bet that means something. What do you deliver on Tuesday?
That's it.
What?
Why deliver oil change coupons then? He changes his oil on Tuesdays.
Probably not.
Mm.
What else?
Well, there's Archery Weekly. There's a Crochet Today newsletter. The new issue of Power Boy comes out on Tuesdays.
That's gotta be it. He's probably a Power Boy fan that doesn't have a subscription.
Wow, I knew I liked this guy for some reason. And I know what to do now.
Today?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Sweet!
Let me see now. I've got 2 sales flyers for Mr. Hampton.
Yeah.
A catalog for Mrs. Hampton.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and a Power Boy comic addressed to Max.
Nice! That's what I'm talking about.
Yep, so I better put it all in the Hamptons' mailbox to make sure they get it. After all, the real Max needs to get his Power Boy on time. Right?
Well,
I'm thinking cougar?
Huh?
No, maybe leopard.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the size of the cat that's got your tongue. Hey, did you know you could get into a lot of trouble for stealing somebody else's mail?
I didn't steal anything. I gave all the comics back the next day.
Oh, well, that's good. But you shouldn't have taken them at all. If you were that big of a Power Boy fan, why didn't you just tell me?
Why? What would you have done?
Well, I would have given you this. See, it's a Power Boy comic that's all your own. See, it says to Pseudo Max right there on the label. I made it myself. And I'll give it to you on one condition, that you promise not to ever do anything like this again.
Yeah, I promise. You really got that for me?
Sure did.
Thanks.
And if you want to join us, there's a Power Boy fan club meeting at Wits End tomorrow night.
A Power Boy fan club?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. How are we ever going to fit all of those Power Boy fans into one ice cream shop? Well, it's actually a pretty big place, and it's got a lot more cool stuff, too.
I know. I've seen it. I guess I could ask my mom.
Great. I'll see you then. What's your real name?
Well, maybe I don't want to tell you yet.
Okay, then. I guess I'll wait. Bye, Pseudomax.
Bye. Look what Marvin just traded with me.
Wow, it's a Dr. Ichabodia card. That one's supposed to be hard to find.
I know, but he said he had two of them. I wonder if Marvin has Beth the Barbarian. She's my favorite character.
Oh, hey, Connie, I'd like you to meet my friend.
Hi there.
Hi.
What was your name again?
I never gave it to you. This place is great. I love the Imagination Station.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Hey, unnamed boy.
Yeah?
I got a big oak tree in my backyard, and I'm having a treehouse building party tomorrow. You want to come?
Are you kidding? Of course I would.
All right.
Excuse me, Wooten. Could you hand me some napkins?
Oh, sure, Seth. Here you go.
Thanks. Do I know you from somewhere?
No, you don't.
I'm Seth.
Hi. Excuse me if I don't come any closer.
Why? Do you have a cold?
No, I don't like you.
Hey, that's not nice.
Unnamed boy!
But you don't even know me. You just said that.
Right. Whatever.
I guess you don't have any ambitions to be a Walmart greeter.
Why don't you go back to your friends and leave us alone?
I will. Bye, Wooten. Bye, Connie.
Bye, Seth.
See you, Seth.
You were really rude to him.
Yeah, why did you say that?
Because I don't like him.
And why not?
Yeah, what did he do?
I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
But, hey, you want a Sunday or something?
What's up with him?
I don't know.
These people are here to help with your treehouse?
Of course. Oh, making treehouses is a blast. Ow!
Why don't I do the hammer?
No, I'm okay.
You've hit your thumb 6 times.
Yes. The last 4 times it hasn't hurt that much. My thumb just needs a little time to, you know, throb. I'm just going to take a break. did something happen between you and Seth?
No. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know, but it just seemed kind of weird, you know, you being so, mean to him.
Yeah, right. Do you know him?
Sorta. He goes to my church.
You go to the same church as that guy?
Yeah.
I gotta go. Good luck on your treehouse.
You're leaving?
Bye.
Well, hey, what did I say? Connie.
Why are you sitting here?
Oh, I was just kind of, you know, waiting for someone.
Your Tuesday friend?
How'd you know?
Well, you're sitting in front of the Hamptons mailbox, and this is Tuesday. Not exactly rocket science.
Yeah, well, he's a little late today. Connie, are you sure it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't one of those days where you set your clocks back and you skip a day and everybody forgot to set their clocks back?
No. You haven't seen him since the treehouse?
Nope. This is the second Tuesday in a row that he's missed.
And you still don't have any idea why he acted so weird.
No, I guess I should just go finish my route. I don't think he's coming by.
So then you'll wait for him next week?
I don't think so, Connie. I mean, it doesn't seem like he wants me to find him.
Oh, I don't know, Wooten. I wouldn't be so sure.
About what?
Well, kids are like that sometimes. They act like they don't care when they really do. He probably does want you to find him.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he needs proof.
Proof of what?
That you care enough about him to keep looking?
Yeah, but I don't know where he lives or where he goes to school. I don't even know his real name.
So it may take a little cleverness to find him. What do you know about him, Wooten?
Well, I know that he shops at the thrift store. He's real good with a hammer. Mm-hmm. He's not a Boy Scout, and he loves Power Boy.
There, he's a Power Boy fan. You think he stopped reading them now that he's not meeting you?
Oh, no. He's too big of a fan. He's finding copies somehow.
So if you're not giving him the current issues, how's he getting them? Uh-oh.
What?
Think he's stealing them again?
Oh, no. No, Connie, he wouldn't do that. He promised me he wouldn't.
Then where else would he find Power Boy?
At the store?
But it didn't sound like he would have the money for comic books.
Right. But wait a minute. What if he's not buying them?
You just said he wouldn't steal them.
No, but I do know something he would do. Hey, I thought I might find you here.
What do you want?
I guess the staff at this bookstore are pretty nice. Do they really let you sit under a table and just read comic books all day?
No. Why do you think I'm under a table?
Well, I guess it is better than stealing them.
I told you I wouldn't.
That's right. And because you kept your promise, I guess I've got to keep mine.
What promise?
Well, I just so happen to have copies of the last 3 issues.
You're still gonna give these to me?
Yep. Here you go. And look who's on the cover of this week's Not Yet in Stores issue.
Beth the Barbarian.
Yep. I remembered that you liked her.
I do. She's great.
Oh, it's a good issue, too. We find out her secret identity.
Whoa, Power Boy finds out that Beth the Barbarian is really Liz the Librarian?
Hey, how'd you know her secret identity? You haven't even read it yet.
Come on. Everything's been pointing to it for months.
It has?
How many librarians do you know who eat raw meat and use a sword as a bookmark?
Oh, 3?
I don't think so.
Hey, can you, tell me something?
Okay.
Why are you avoiding me?
I try to avoid people who go to church.
Why?
They don't care about people. They just pretend to be your friend to get you to go to church and be religious.
Oh, it's not about being religious.
Were you going to invite me to your church?
Well, I might have. Church is great. I know you'd like it.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because Seth goes there.
Oh. Why are you mad at him?
He took me and my sister to church about a year ago. We went on a bus along with about 20 other kids on my street. He gave us donuts. It was bring your friends to church day or something.
Right.
After he got his points and everybody clapped for him, he never even talked to me.
Oh.
Never even asked us our names. And after church, he didn't tell either one of us how to catch the bus home.
He left you at church?
I had to call my mom to pick us up.
Well, that was bad, what he did. But that doesn't mean everybody at church is like that.
Most of them are.
Oh, no. No, no, you're wrong. Most of the people at my church are really cool.
I don't believe you.
Well, do you think that I'm nice?
I'm not sure yet.
Then I'm going to have to prove it to you.
How?
Be at the Hamptons mailbox next Tuesday, and you'll see. Hey, what's up, Fred?
That's not my name.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta call you something until you tell me your real name. Hey, here's your new Power Boy.
Cool, but don't tell me how Power Boy got off the giant lobster planet.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not gonna tell you, but make sure you wear the double-sized bib when you read it. See you next Tuesday.
All right, bye.
See you, Freddy.
Hi, Wooten.
Hey, Napoleon, I got you something new.
What is it?
Well, not only did I bring you a brand new, ultra-exciting edition of Power Boy, but I got you something not yet available in stores. Power Boy gum and trading cards!
Great.
With these, you can have hours of fun with all your favorite characters and at the same time, chew gum. Hey, what's the matter? Aren't you excited?
Yeah.
Well, what's up? You're not your usual same old normal typical self.
All those comics I got from you at the Hamptons mailbox?
Yeah.
I lied to you. I never really gave them back. I still have them in my room.
Oh.
So, now what?
Well, You know, I'm glad you're telling me, but you need to make that right, you know?
You want me to give them back?
Yeah.
Are you gonna rat on me if I don't?
Stealing mail is against the law, so I kind of have to.
Wait, I shouldn't have told you.
Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. If you take back the comics and apologize, then I'll vouch for you. And I'll replace all the comic books you took.
You do that for me?
What are friends for?
It's a deal.
But you have to do one favor for me.
I got a feeling I know what's coming.
Well, you can read my mind.
I don't have to. I know your type.
My type? You mean the strong and handsome yet sensitive and playful type?
No, the churchy type. You're gonna ask me to go to church.
Actually, I was gonna ask if you'd please help me finish my treehouse.
Really?
Sure. You up for it?
Yeah!
Okay, then I'll see you next Tuesday. Hey, Squanto Jones the Fourth, hand me up some more wood.
All right. So how come there's only me and you working here now? Last time you had like 20 people.
Well, nobody can handle the workload like you. They're all at home sipping their lattes and getting manicures.
We don't need them anyway.
Nope. Oh, hey, I almost forgot. I got you a present today.
Another Power Boy issue! A double issue!
You bet. Two spine-tingling adventures for the price of one. See, that's what it says right there on the front.
I don't get it. How are you getting these? There's no mailing label on the front, and they don't come out in stores until tomorrow.
I pulled some strings. I have connections, you know.
You pulled strings so you could bring these to me?
Sure. Can't a friend do nice things for a friend?
Yeah, but every week?
True friends don't take a week off.
Is that one of your church rules?
Nah, it's just my rule. But I know people at my church who follow it.
Are there a lot of people at your church who are like you?
Oh, yeah. Most of them are even better.
Well, I need to go home for dinner.
Okay, I'll see ya.
Maybe we can work on this next week, too.
Oh, sure. That'd be great. Bye.
Hey, Wooten.
Yeah?
My name's Grady.
Grady. That's a good name.
See you next Tuesday.
Okay, Grady. I'll see you next Tuesday.
It looks like this could be the beginning of a nice friendship. You know, there was a big difference in how Seth treated Grady and how Wooten treated him. Wooten spent time with Grady and went out of his way for him. You know, it's hard to get someone to trust you. It takes time and effort. But the rewards are great. You may even end up with a friend.
Okay, let's try this one. Mm-hmm. How about that lady over there by the used books?
Okay, I've seen her.
Good, all right. Now, what is her favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite book?
Grapes of Wrath.
Does she have any pets?
Two cats and a parakeet.
All right, Miss Drummond, now for the big question.
Okay.
What is her name?
I have no idea.
That is amazing. You did it again.
Well, what can I say? I have a flair for irrelevant details.
We got to get you on some kind of talk show. Did you have to have any schooling for this?
Not at all.
Well, you got to teach me everything you don't know. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen anybody remember so much yet so little.
You flatter me.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Tuesdays with Wooten was written by Tori Martin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Jess Harnell, Diane Michelle, Robin Knight, Jordan Orr, and Katie Lee as Connie. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.